Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Purpose Filter. I'll just be quite honest. I wasn't really sure how to record this episode because this decision has been something that's been weighing on me for a very long time, probably the better part of 2023, probably since, I don't know, quarter one of this year. And it's been toying with me. I've been going back and forth, trying to make it work. And I don't know if you've ever felt that there's something in your life that you're just like, oh, I keep feeling this need, this tug, and you try to just keep it at bay. And after a while, it becomes louder and louder and louder. And I finally could not really disregard that anymore. And it is with really mixed emotions that I have to say that this evolution of the podcast, the way that it currently is, it just can't go on like this any longer for a variety of reasons. And I just want to say to you, the listener, I mean, first of all, thank you so much for listening in, for tuning in. I might get emotional. I mean, there are thousands of you who have tuned in from across the globe. And I don't know if you know this about podcasting and statistics. I can actually see where people are tuning in from: Canada, British Columbia, Germany. I mean, like Kuala Lumpur, never thought that that would happen. And obviously, you know, in the United States as well. But I just wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to tune in to this podcast that I one day decided I'm going to share with the world and to share the lessons I've learned from caring for people at the end of life, sharing my views and how I interpret the world, sharing the things that have helped me in my personal growth journey, which is obviously still continuing. And I hope that your journey of healing, of growth, of being compassionate to yourself and to others is also continuing, even though that this podcast may not continue. Whether this show goes on a pause while I figure some things out creatively and what really I want to do with what I have inside and what I want to share with the world, or whether it comes back in another form or something like that. It has been a true honor. It really has been. I started this podcast in July of 2021. And I waited and waited and waited because I didn't think that I was ready. And if there's a couple of lessons that I've learned from doing this show over 100 episodes for 2.5 years, it's if you have something on your heart, in your mind, that you're just like, I want to do something, I want to be creative, I want to share something with the world, please, please do it. I know a lot of people, clients and friends, tell me that they feel stuck in their lives. And the antidote to that is movement. The antidote to that is momentum. The antidote to feeling stuck is to just do something, pick anything, and just move forward a little bit, even when it's hard, even when it's scary. And I never would have thought that podcasting would lead me to the people that I've met, to research the topics that I have, to talk about the things and the episodes that I've recorded, and to really know deeper who I am, who I want to be, and the impact that I want to leave on the world. And I hope that through all of these episodes that you have found some of that for yourself as well. And I've heard from many of you that that has been the case. And it is such an honor to know that this podcast has played a small role in your life, your development, and how you see the world, how you interact with it, how you see yourself too. And if I'm entirely honest, this podcast just of late has not felt the way that, I don't know how to truly explain it. It just hasn't felt aligned with what I want to put out into the world and the direction that I want to create connections and have conversations and that sort of thing. And that doesn't mean I'm going away. You'll still hear from me. Please listen. Please follow me on Instagram at PurposeFilter. I'll leave a link in the show notes about my email list so that if, you know, I come back to podcasting or I'm working on some other project, you'll be able to know and we can keep in touch that way. And, you know, please know that this decision did not come lightly. It wasn't as if I just, you know, woke up one day and was like, nope, I'm going to shut this down. Like I said, I've been thinking about this for probably 8-9 months now, trying different ways to be inspired or change my workflow, my systems, and that sort of thing. And I had a lot of emotions about it, lots of crying, lots of sitting in the corner of my room being like, what am I doing? Lots of conversations with other creators, other podcasters, coaches, friends, my husband. Thank you to my husband who has just been my rock through all of this. And in a way, I hope that hearing this and bearing witness to this as well will, I don't know, maybe give you some sort of example, solace, or just have you think differently about some things that you may want to let go of in your life that may be doing fine, that may be doing well, that may be bringing you a lot of comfort and joy or things like that. And that it may even be time to let something like that go, even if it is a good thing, like this podcast for me is, to make room for something that could be even better. And I'm excited about that part of the journey, even though leaving this is not at all what I had in mind. And I just wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart that this has been just an incredible journey. And thank you to everyone who's listened. And before I go on rambling, because it's the end of a work day and, you know, I'm just recovering over COVID last week. Yeah. Please know that I will be around. Please know that I hope that you will continue to take care of yourselves and to find ways to heal yourself, to work on the things that, you know, you want to see come to fruition in your life, in the world, and the impact that you want to make on others, because ultimately that's what we're here on this planet for, in my humble opinion. And whether as a hospice doctor or a coach, my entire goal has been to help people improve the quality of their lives, whether that's through podcasting or anything else. And it has really just been an honor, a pleasure. And I just want to say thank you so, so much for being on this journey with me. And it's not goodbye. I'll still be around and let's keep in touch. And until next time, take care of yourselves and please take care of each other. I'll see you around.